All right, this morning we are in Ezekiel chapter 41. Last week we covered Ezekiel chapter 40, and I introduced the fact that chapters 40 through 48, this last section of the book of Ezekiel, the entire last portion of the book now deals with a temple that's going to be built in the future. It's totally unlike any of the temples that have ever existed in Israel before. Lord willing, next week we're going to look at some of the differences between this temple and the temples from the past. But last week, as we started with chapter number 40, we read verse by verse through the different building dimensions and parts of the building itself. Now we're going to continue that with chapter 41 and 42. And listen, I already understand, unless you're an engineer or an architect, reading these dimensions, it's probably not easy to get a mind's eye picture of what is being described with all the dimensions. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read through chapter 41 and 42 as we begin, and then I'm going to make some comments at the end of that, and we'll go from there. I think that you'll find some of the comments I'm going to make at the end interesting, so don't turn me off. But we've made it verse by verse all the way through the book of Ezekiel. I have no intention of not reading the verses in chapters 41 and 42, even though they could seem tedious, but they're important, and I'll show you why when we get to the end of chapter 42. So here we are, chapter 41. I'm just going to read straight through chapter 41 and 42, but follow along with me if you would. Afterward, he brought me to the temple. Now, this is the angelic guide that is showing Ezekiel in this vision, this temple. Afterward, he brought me to the temple and measured the posts, 6 cubits broad on the one side and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. Then went he inward and measured the posts of the door 2 cubits, and the door 6 cubits, and the breadth of the door 7 cubits. So he measured the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits before the temple. And he said unto me, this is the most holy place. After he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits, round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house for the side chambers round about, that they might have hold. But they had not hold in the wall of the house. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers, for the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. I saw also the height of the house round about. The foundations of the side chambers were a full reed of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chamber without, was 5 cubits. And that which was left was the place of the side chambers that were within. And between the chambers were the wideness of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. And the doors of the side chambers were toward the place that was left, one door toward the north and another door toward the south. And the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. Now the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad. And the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and the length thereof 90 cubits. So he measured the house, 100 cubits long, and the separate place and the building with the walls thereof, 100 cubits long. Also the breadth of the face of the house and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building over against the separate place which was behind it, and the galleries thereof on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits, with the inner temple and the porches of the court. The doorposts and the narrow windows and the galleries round about on their three stories over against the door, sealed with wood round about, and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. To that above the door, even unto the inner house and without, and by all the wall round about, within and without, by measure. And it was made with cherubims and palm trees, so that a palm tree was between a cherub and a cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces. So that the face of a man was toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. It was made through all the house round about. From the ground unto above the door were cherubims and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. The posts of the temple were squared, and the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of the one as the appearance of the other. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length thereof 2 cubits, and the corners thereof, and the length thereof, and the walls thereof were of wood. And he said unto me, This is the table that is before the Lord. And the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 turning leaves, 2 leaves for the one door and 2 leaves for the other door. And there were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubims and palm trees, like as were made upon the walls, and there were thick planks upon the face of the porch without. And there were narrow windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch and upon the side chambers of the house, and thick planks. Then he brought me forth into the utter court, the way toward the north. And he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate place, which was before the building toward the north. Before the length of 100 cubits was the north door, and the breadth was 50 cubits. Over against the 20 cubits, which were for the inner court, and over against the pavement, which was for the utter court, was gallery against gallery in 3 stories. And before the chambers was a walk of 10 cubits, breadth inward, a way of 1 cubit, and their doors toward the north. Now the upper chambers were shorter, for the galleries were higher than these, than the lower, and than the middlemost of the building. For they were in 3 stories, but had not pillars as the pillars of the courts. Therefore the building was straitened more than the lowest and the middlemost from the ground. And the wall that was without, over against the chambers, toward the utter court on the forepart of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. For the length of the chambers that were in the utter court was 50 cubits. And lo, before the temple were 100 cubits. And from under these chambers was the entry on the east side, as one goeth into them from the utter court. The chambers were in the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east, over against the separate place, and over against the building. And the way before them was like the appearance of the chambers which were toward the north, as long as they and as broad as they, and all their goings out were both according to their fashions and according to their doors. And according to the doors of the chambers that were toward the south was a door in the head of the way, even the way directly before the wall toward the east, as one entereth into them. Then said he unto me, The north chambers and the south chambers, which are before the separate place, they be holy chambers, where the priests that approach unto the Lord shall eat the most holy things. There shall they lay the most holy things, and the meat offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter therein, then shall they not go out of the holy place into the utter court, but there they shall lay their garments wherein they minister, for they are holy. And they shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people. Now when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me forth toward the gate, whose prospect is toward the east, and measured it round about. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed round about. He measured the north side, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed round about. He measured the south side, 500 reeds, with the measuring reed. He turned about to the west side and measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He measured it by the four sides. It had a wall round about, 500 reeds long and 500 broad, to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. All right, so we've read through all of chapter 41 and 42, just like we did chapter number 40. And obviously what we're reading is one dimension after another of all the different elements that make up the structure of this temple. Now, like I said, this temple is totally unlike any other temple that has yet been built in Israel. And I'm going to talk more about that in the next week and perhaps the week after that, but there are a couple of things that I think we need to say as we look at this temple before we go any further. And the first is that this temple is clearly not any of the temples that has ever been built, but it is also not a temple that is going to exist in eternity future in the New Jerusalem, on the New Earth. Because the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Revelation that in the new city Jerusalem, for eternity future, there will be no temple. Listen to what Revelation chapter 21 tells us in verse 22. John said, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it." So, we can rule out this temple being any temple that has existed before up to now. It's definitely not any temple that's going to exist after the millennial reign of Christ, after the new heavens and the new earth, when the new city Jerusalem comes down, because there is no temple there. That only leaves the period of the tribulation or the period of the millennium. As we have talked about and seen throughout the book of Ezekiel and other books of the Bible as well, including Matthew and Daniel, the temple that will exist during the tribulation period is the one where the Antichrist will take his seat somewhere around the middle of the tribulation and set himself up to be worshipped in the temple that is there. That temple of the tribulation period is the one that the Jews are making preparations right now to rebuild. The third temple movement. So this temple that is in view in Ezekiel 40 through 48 is not any that's ever existed. It's not the temple that will be built during the tribulation, or maybe even built before the tribulation, but will exist during the tribulation. This is clearly a temple that will be built by the Lord, and it will be built at the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ and will be the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. This is a millennial temple. And we're going to talk more about it over the next few weeks, the similarities and the differences between it and the other temples, both in structure, in size, in what goes on there, and who is there. We're going to talk about all of those things, but in the chapters we've just read, we're still looking at what it looks like, how it's laid out, the dimensions of it. And the last thing I want to say before we see something this morning on the television here is that for those who are amillennialists and they say there's not going to be a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, it would be impossible to read the detailed dimensions that are given for every single aspect of this temple and walk away with any belief other than this is going to be a literal, real, physical temple. If it was just an allegory, why would God take the time to tell Ezekiel and have Ezekiel take the time to write every single minute dimension of the building? So again, for those who are amillennialists and they like to say that the millennial reign of Christ is figurative, it's not literal, or like Chuck Baldwin, who used to be a Baptist and now he's out in La La Land, and he says that the millennial reign of Christ is just, he says it's literal, but it's spiritual. It's not physical. As I've said many times recently, there are more prophecies about the physical kingdom of Christ at the end times than there is any other prophecy about the coming Messiah. The 1,000 years, the physical kingdom of Christ before the end of time is literal in a physical sense. There will be a literal physical kingdom. Well, in that kingdom will be a literal physical temple. And that's the one that's in view here. So what I've done is I have found online someone that I have no idea who they are, what they believe, but they have put together several short videos about chapter 40, 41, and 42 so that you can see a visualization of everything we just read. And they will do a lot better job than the preacher would do, because I don't have the technological know-how to do these kind of things. So I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll watch it with me, the entire thing. Each of these three chapters together takes about 12 to 15 minutes. So if you'll humor me, I'm going to start that for us now. All right, so there is a visualization of 40, 41, 42, and 43, which we'll talk about next week. But hopefully this gives you at least a visual image of what this temple is going to look like. There are parts of the temple that are similar to the temples in the past, but there are parts of it that are totally different, totally unlike any of the temples from the past. And I think there's some specific reasons for that. Some of those I think we can ascertain from the Bible. Others, I think we're just going to have to wait until we get there in the presence of the Lord to find those things out. But one of the most striking things about it, I think, as you take this tour of this 3D model of the temple, is all the different spaces and places and rooms. And there are going to be thousands and thousands of people in and about this temple every day during the 1,000 years. There are going to be people there constantly. It's going to be a busy place. It's going to be an active place. It's not going to be a place that's just sitting there looking like an empty model of a house. There are going to be things going on there all the time. And as Paul tells us there in Thessalonians, when he's talking about the rapture of the church, he says, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord." So from the moment that you and I are caught up together with him in the clouds, from that point on, wherever Jesus is, that's where we're going to be. So when he's coming back, we're going to be coming back with him. The book of Jude tells us that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about the Lord returning with 10,000s of his saints. We're going to be some of those saints coming back with him when he comes back riding on the white horse. We will be here on the earth. And those who are saved, left on the earth at the end of the tribulation, they will go into the millennial reign also. They are in their bodies just like the bodies we have now. You and I will be in our glorified bodies already. So what an interesting interesting time it will be. People in their glorified bodies walking around and interacting with people that are still in this body. And it's going to be an exciting time. Whatever you had in your mind about eternity being boring as a Christian, I can assure you that's not going to be the case. And this is just the beginning of it. This is just the 1,000 years getting us ready for all of eternity to come after that. You're going to see people, you're going to talk to people, you're going to interact with people as well as with Christ Himself. We're all going to worship Him. It's going to be an amazing, exciting time. Totally unlike any time period in man's history heretofore. So, next week, Lord willing, we will look at chapter 43 and we'll begin to see some of the things that go on in this chapter that are different than the way that temples were used in the worship of the Lord in the past. Because this temple is after the cross. Those others were before the cross. So we'll look at that, Lord willing, next week. Any questions or comments about anything we've talked about today? All right. TR, would you ask the Lord to dismiss us then?